The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a crowd around him and scribes arguing with him. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. When he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you do anything, you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." And the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to him, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very rich Gospel with many messages. Let's give you a few. Jesus is coming down from the mountain of Transfiguration. That's the context. And he's with Peter, James, and John. We see that Jesus has established a deep friendship with 12 of the apostles, but especially there's a very deep friendship that Jesus has established with Peter, James, and John. We'll see Peter, James, and John with him when he's raising the daughter of Jairus from the dead. We'll see Peter, James, and John at the moment when our Lord is in the suffering of the agony in the garden. So this is the inner group. How many people go to daily Mass? Very few. You're in the inner group. You really are. Be thankful. You are the Peter, James, and John. Be humble. Be thankful. Very few Catholics go to Mass today, and very few go to daily Mass. You are there in that inner group. Never leave it. Stay there. Stay there. Root yourself in friendship with Christ. And when he comes down from the mountain, there's a contrast between when Jesus cast out the legion of devils from the Gerasenes and what we see here. The Gerasenes, they say, "Lord, leave us." One of the saddest phrases in the Bible. Never say that. Rather say, "Lord, come to me." And it says that the crowd ran up and they ran up and greeted him. I like that. You have free time, run to the church and greet Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Amen? Yeah. Run to the Lord and greet him. Never tell the Lord to leave your life by word or by action. Always invite him. Invite him not just sometimes, not just on the sunny days, not just when the birds are singing, not just when you smell the fragrance of the roses in the spring air, but rather, invite the Lord to be with you always. Okay, then there's a problem. You got Peter, James, and John up on the mountain, but the other ones are down there, and they're trying to cast out a devil from this boy. This boy he's possessed by a deaf and mute spirit. Sometimes we're deaf, and sometimes we're mute, we are. Do you hear me? Okay. Sometimes we don't hear spiritually. I think we should all get spiritual hearing aids, no? Okay, try to buy a spiritual hearing aid, no? So that when God speaks, you will be able to hear his voice. Because really, for us to be able to speak well about God, first we have to hear. There is a connection between hearing and speaking. If you're listening improperly or listening to things that are bad, what's going to happen? Those bad things that you heard that have gone from your ears to your mind, your heart, they're going to come out of your mouth. For that reason, Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So maybe this deaf-mute child, we've got a little bit of that in ourselves. Lord, give us hearing. Lord, give us the ability to express your word. I like this passage because you really see the humanity of Christ. Our Lord is, he's frustrated. It's human emotion. Have you ever experienced frustration in your life? Not yet? We all experience frustration every day. Over big things and small things. Our Lord is frustrated. Because the apostles, they could have cast out this evil spirit. They could have, and they were able. Our Lord had trained them enough in exorcisms. He's already sending them out to preach and to cast out demons and to anoint and heal the sick. They've already got practice, but they can't do it today. And he says this, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? So you just see kind of a frustration. So in a certain sense, I think we're called to console the heart of Christ. Console our Lord in his frustrations. Tell the Lord that you want to be like Peter, James, and John. Tell the Lord that you want to be his friend. Tell the Lord that you don't want to be a source of his frustration, but of his consolation. That's a good prayer. Place that on the altar today. Then, O Lord, being concerned about this father and the son, now we look at this father. What would happen if you recognized that your son or grandson was possessed by a devil? You would suffer so much. So this father is suffering so much. And how long has this happened since he was a child? We don't have the exact number of years, but if he's 13 or 14, who knows, maybe 7 or 8 years. The father would see this son go into a rage or foam in his mouth. That would be very difficult for parents, don't you think? So this father has suffered much. And he recognizes that the suffering that he's going through can only be solved by Jesus Christ. Do any of you have any problems with your children, or they're all saints? You think your children are ready to be canonized tomorrow by Pope Francis? Do you have any problems with your children? Hello? Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus. Jesus is just as powerful today as he was 2,000 years ago. Do you believe it? So you will suffer frustrations with your children, maybe your grandchildren. Don't become discouraged, but bring them to the Lord. Then our Lord, it's interesting, our Lord, before doing the exorcism, he enters into a dialogue with his father. He wants to have details. What's happened? Interesting detail. I mean, our Lord could have said, bring him here and expel the demon right away, but he wants to kind of sort things out. I think for us it's a good idea, imitate our Lord. Before reacting to a situation, maybe stop and think it through, to piece together the situation, the scenario, then act. Because sometimes we act without really being clear on what we're acting toward, and then we make mistakes. That's related to the first reading, which we have to ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. That's the first gift of the Holy Spirit. A wise person reflects, he thinks, he ponders before he acts. I'm telling people now more than ever, we have to use faith and reason. Faith and reason. And don't just follow your feelings or your emotions. That can get you into trouble very quickly. Faith and reason. And in this conversation, this man, he admits that he has faith, but he recognizes that his faith can be much stronger. Is your faith perfect? Hello? Our faith is like the faith of this man. We have faith, but our faith is still weak. Make that your prayer today. Lord, I believe, but strengthen my faith. That's an infallible prayer. Infallible. One of those infallible prayers that you have in the gospel. And then our Lord, what does he do? He says, everything is possible for one who has faith. He brings the boy to Jesus. Jesus, he rebukes the unclean spirit. And then the unclean spirit leaves the boy. And the crowd is standing there amazed at the power of Jesus Christ. The apostles turned to him and said, well, why couldn't we do that? Why couldn't we do that? See, there are two Gospels where there's a slight difference. Today, our Lord says, this one can be cast out only through prayer. Another Gospel says, only through prayer and what else? And fasting. To face it, we all have our guardian angel, but we all have our devil. Admit it. We all have our guardian angel, we all have our devil. Or devils. Let's put it in the plural. How are we going to cast out the devils from our lives? Only by prayer and by the Lenten season that's approaching. Okay? By prayer and penance. So this is a very, very rich gospel. So many messages. So let's turn to Mary, a lady of Fatima, a lady of Lourdes. What was her message? Her message was, love God, avoid sin. How is that going to become a reality? By two things. By prayer and by sacrifice. She mentions sacrifices. Many souls are lost because we don't offer prayers and sacrifices for their conversion and salvation. Let's beg the Blessed Mother, who is also known as the Seat of Wisdom, that she'll pray for us, that we will be very wise people. Amen.